Thank you, John. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to have the opportunity today to explain to you not how we want to make Germany more accessible, but how we would like to inform about accessibility and inaccessibilities in Germany. I'm representing Tourism for All today. The abbreviation is NATCO, and I think I should explain that. When the association was founded in 1999, its name was National Coordination Board on Tourism for All, and that was a bit too complicated to talk about us. Everybody used NATCO, the abbreviation, and to make it easier to talk about us, we changed the name in Tourism for All, but kept the abbreviation, because with this name we were in the market. NATCO is an umbrella organization. Its members are the big German disability organizations. But from our own understanding, we see us as the interface between disability organizations, tourism policy, and the tourism industry. Our main goal is to improve the participation of people with disabilities in tourism. When we talk about accessibility needs, I think everybody here in the room thinks of certain types of accessibility needs depending on the type of the disability. But there are some basic accessibility needs which, from my point of view, are indispensable. The first one is real accessibility means that the whole tourism service chain must be accessible, not only some spots, some establishments. I think it was Karl Marx who lived here in Brussels who said, every chain is as strong as its weakest link, and that's true for the tourism service chain as well. And the second basic need is that we need reliable information on accessibility, not only self-reporting. That's one of the biggest risks in that field. How do we want to provide accessible information on accessibility in tourism? Years ago, we had a multitude of labeling systems in Germany. We have in Germany 16 regional entities. We call them Länder. You could also say provinces or regions. And nearly each of them had its own labeling system with different criteria, but most of them were based on self-reporting and not external auditing. Since, I think now 2012, the federal government began to support the development of a new and a nationwide labeling system. In German, it's Reisen für alle, right, translated by Travels for All. The main goals of Travels for All of this system is, at first place, to enable tourists with disabilities to take informed decisions on their journey and not run the risk of insufficient or even wrong information. The next second goal, of course, is to substitute that multitude of labeling systems in Germany by a new nationwide universal standard. And the third goal, at least we hope that it will work in that way, that tourism enterprises will be motivated to adapt their products or services to the accessibility needs of their customers. And our principles when we started developing the systems are that we want to provide audited information only, no self-reporting. And the second principle, that we defined the criteria in close cooperation with disability organizations and the tourism industry. The system should be applicable to all segments of the tourism industry, not only hotels and museums, but to all other parts of the tourism service chain. And it should be applicable on single products or services, as well as on more complex products. I think of airports, for example, nature parks, and as well on package tours and hopefully destinations. Our criteria we developed describe the accessibility needs of 7 guest groups, tourists with walking impairments and wheelchair users, blind and partially sighted tourists, deaf and hearing impaired persons, and also travelers with cognitive impairments. Last year, we had a discussion if we also should take into account the accessibility needs of older people, but we didn't succeed to develop a set of criteria for this group because we couldn't find criteria that everybody would understand. This group is very complex and very diverse. Sometimes we have the impression that is a bit of disability of every group, but it was too difficult to form an eight traveler group. The criteria sets, the checklists we developed, do not refer to a certain type of product. You don't find a checklist, for example, for hotels or museums. The lists describe functional elements such as the width of doors, independent where this door is installed in a museum or in a hotel. The accessibility needs are always the same. The same is true for the availability of visual or tactile contrasts for people with visual impairments, or the availability of induction loops. Thus, this system can be applied on a variety of products and establishments. The auditors get a set of several hundred questions and decide case by case which questionnaire or which questions are relevant. When a museum is audited, of course, you don't need the questions concerning the shower. And when you audit a hotel, you usually don't need the questions concerning the accessibility of exhibitions. The system is quite complex. That's why our auditors need a three days training to get familiar with the subject and the system itself. The staff in the establishments audited need also training. There we have a very low level. It's only 1 person in each establishment that must be trained. I'm not so sure if this is sufficient in the long run, but we are still in a phase of discussion. When an establishment or a product is audited, there are three results possible. In the case that everybody who applies for a certificate wants is that he meets or it meets all the criteria, then he gets the certificate accessible for at least one of these seven target groups. And the pictograph below shows an example for an establishment that gets the certificate accessible for travelers with walking impairment and wheelchair users. The second result that might come out is partly accessible. That means this establishment only meets only a certain set of minimum requirements for at least one target group. And the pictograph below is the example, partly accessible for blind and partially sighted travelers. There's a letter I in the upper right corner, and that shall indicate that more information is needed, that the traveler must collect more information to make up his mind if this establishment is really suitable and accessible for him. The third result that might happen is grade zero. None of the requirements are met, but audited information is available. This is a label that does not make a difference between the different target groups. That means information is available for all the seven guest groups. This certificate, from my point of view, is underestimated because for the traveler that needs accessibility, this is a very important source of information, and he can decide on his own if this establishment is suitable for him or her or not. The certificates accessible and partly accessible, they refer to the one or more guest groups, but also in this case, the information is available for all seven guest groups. That means when you see this pictograph accessible for travelers with walking impairments and wheelchair users, that should not lead to the impression only for these two groups. That means for all the other five groups, audited information is available, but the traveler has to look if it is really accessible for him or her. From our point of view, this is the way that travelers can come to an informed decision of if establishments are accessible for them or not. I would like to add something what I forgot to write down when writing this presentation. I said in the beginning that the federal government financially supported the development of the system. Unfortunately, this is not true for the decision-making process. That means we, Tourism for All Germany, and our partner, the German Seminar on Tourism, we developed the criteria, the accessibility criteria, but we are not involved in the decision which establishment gets which certificate. I do not really understand it. because also the German government signed the United Nations Convention on People with Disabilities and should be feel obliged to include people with disabilities in all phases of these projects, but up to now we didn't convince the administration. Now let's turn to the subject of this conference, criteria for accessible cities or accessible destinations. Usually you describe cities and regions by the number of inhabitants. Since we speak about tourism, we use the number of accommodation establishments as the indicator if tourism is of importance in a certain city or destination. A product package is defined as a package that consists of at least two certified tourism products, for example, a certified hotel and a certified museum, or a hotel and a guided tour. Then we had to clarify the case that one element of a product package gets a grade one certificate, the other one gets a grade two certificate. In this case, the product package in total can only get the certificate with a lowest grade, that means in this case, grade one. When we look at cities with hotel accommodation establishments up to 50, if this city or destination wants to get a certificate, it needs three certified product packages or establishments and at least one certified tourist tourist information. A larger city with up to 250 accommodation establishments, five product packages, and also one tourist information is necessary. And this increases in a city with up to 400 hotels, accommodation establishments. There are six product packages and one certified tourist destinations is possible. In this case, the city or destination could apply for the certificate accessible city or accessible destinations. Of course, money plays a role in that system. Let's talk about that. The auditing itself, the average costs are about 250 euros per establishment. Of course, that depends on the size of an establishment. A large hotel needs more time than a small museum. And the certificate that's valid for 3 years costs almost 200 euros. Somebody told me that these costs seem to be very low, but you should take into account that the development of the system, which the development of the criteria took about 2 or 3 years, and the database too, that was financed by the government, so we don't have to refinance these costs. The fee for a product package depends on the size of the package, of course. Two product package costs €149 for 3 years. And this fee increases with the number of products in a package. For a three-product package, it's €199. Many of our regional governments subsidized these costs. They reimbursed them, some of them for the first years, some of them for the first 100 establishment. That was different, but for the first years, most of the establishments did not have to pay anything. We have, of course, a fee for accessible, for this certificate for accessible destinations, depending on the number of accommodation establishments. Up to 50 accommodation establishments, it's 249, and up to 250, 349, and so on. It increases with the number of accommodation establishments. It's the 1st of October today, and in these days, it's not done yet, but hopefully the first destination in Germany will get its the certificate accessible destinations. That's the region of Ostfriesland in northern Germany. What are the results? I said that it took us 2 or 3 years to develop the criteria. In 2014, we started with the first audits, and after these 4 years, in summer I wrote, we have 1,286 certified establishments. My last information is it's now nearly 1,400. But it's up to you to discuss if this is sufficient or not, to speak of accessibility in Germany. Most of the certificates refer to travelers with walking impairments and wheelchair users. Only about 70 of these 1,400 refer to blind and partially sighted persons, and about 30 to certificates grade 1 or 2 for deaf and hearing impaired persons. Around 40% of these 1,400 are certificates for accommodation establishments, and to evaluate these figures, you should take into account that's only around 1% of all hotels and accommodation establishments in Germany. And this year, something happened what I would never have expected. I said that most of the certificates refer to people with walking impairments, and I always held the opinion that we would never find a tourism establishment that meets the accessibility needs of all 7 target guest groups. This year, I had to correct this opinion. We have the first certificates for tourism establishments that are accessible, that means grade 2 for all 7 guest groups. These are all of them are located in the National Park Eifel, close to the Belgium-German border. And tomorrow, Tobias Wiesen will present you these sites. Just to clarify, that's not the national park itself that got a certificate at accessible tourist destinations. It's some of the products in the national park that got this certificate. That's the end of my presentation. I thank you, and if you have any questions, I'm still here.